Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I got some Big Brother news coming up, some key audio clips, a bunch of environmental news, how they're going to shift that into the new police state mechanism, more developments there, chapter 800, whatever you want to call it. I got Kelso, he's the big gossip comedy hound who writes for the Austin American Statesman, scheduled in the next segment. He wrote what can only be called a hit piece on Willie Nelson, but he also wrote a piece I really agree with about something else locally dealing with the police state. So we got Kelso coming on because of that, and I like Kelso. I mean, he's a nice guy, and it's really sophomoric what he did, and so we're going to roast him a bit here. Let's go ahead and go to Dr. Roberts in South Carolina. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a chiropractor. I've been a chiropractor for, since 1995, and when I got out, back then when we were adjusting people and taking care of people, they would regain their health really quick, and other chiropractors and myself, we've noticed over the last 10 years that people are just getting sicker and sicker.
Big thing is the GMO foods and then what they're putting in the water. There's no doubt everybody's noticing. Even medical doctors I know are saying they're seeing this. Go ahead.
Yeah, and my health really went downhill from the time I was about 34 to about 38, and I started detoxifying watching what I eat, and even that didn't make a difference. It hasn't been for the last 3 or 4 months that I started doing heavy metal detoxing, and I went and got some tests done, and I found out that I had all kinds of heavy metals in my system, and I don't know where I'm getting them from. But
it's in the products, it's in the air, it's everything.
Well, they're spraying the living daylights out of the skies out here. I mean, some days it looks like a checkerboard up there in the skies. And they
even mainstream media has tested it, and it is barium and aluminum oxide.
Right. And what I want to tell people is that, you know, we've got a war on. We've got to keep our health up. The number one thing they're trying to do is destroy our health. And if you notice, you know, the people nowadays look so tired, so worn out. And I'd like to tell people that there's websites that they can go to and get some of these heavy metal chelators. So one of them that I have, we use on autistic children to help chelate the metals out of their systems. And I started using it, and I've noticed in the last 3 months of using it that I'm out of the fog. All my aches and pains have gone away. I can clearly think again. And I would encourage
people. What type of chelating elements is in the treatment?
Well, it's out of Germany, and it's a liquid substance that's got heavy metal fragments in it that have been diluted down. And what it was designed for was autistic children. And what it does is it stimulates the body to draw the toxins, the heavy metals, to it, and then you excrete it through the urine.
Or it's such an interesting. I've never heard of a treatment like that. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, it is fantastic. I don't want to give the name of it over the air because I don't want to draw too much attention to it and then all of a sudden try to go and get it and it's not there anymore. But if people are interested, I could give you my email address or I can fax you over or email you some information on it if you like.
I appreciate your call. You know, I really can't get into a lot of medical recommendations here, but people can look into chelating. You know, there's some of it that's real, some of it that's questionable, and I'm sure yours is great. But, you know, we got message boards at Infowars.com on every story. You know, you're welcome to go into any of the medical stories we've got there and post whatever you like, sir. But that's basically my statement on that. Okay, more of your calls straight ahead when we get back. And I do need to save some time so we can also play some of these audio clips that I have coming up of the talking cameras. You're just the life on the streets of America. And several cities are now doing it. They're talking about nationwide. London's now putting it in. It's going to go nationwide in England. I think more than 15 cities I was reading and I now have it. And it's just announcements. It's just, you are being watched. Look for bombs. Look for terrorists. To create hysteria, create fear. Total Big Brother. That is coming up as well. Stay with us. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. The 12th day of February, 2008.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got economic news coming up. Also talking surveillance cameras that are going to shout orders at you going up across the Western world. That is coming up. All part of the Big Brother system. I saw this little attack piece, but it was done in a jovial fashion by a really funny writer. I mean, I like his columns. John Kelso, been there many years with the Austin American Statesman, writes three columns a week. And I wasn't going to get him on today. I said, you know what, there's hundreds of articles about Willie Nelson coming on the show. Why? But then I saw a story that he did about what the Austin Chronicle that owns South by Southwest Festival is up to. And I was aware of this. Just here in South Austin, because across the street, this coffee shop had some bands last year, and I remember hearing from people that South by Southwest people showed up and said, and reportedly told the bands, hey, if you ever play at this event, you'll never be able to play at our event. But then I saw it in the paper. I didn't know this, but it just figures with the Chronicle Mafia is what I call them. They just think they own the planet. I've had run-ins with them. I mean, they're bizarre people that run it. They sick the fire department on people who don't have a supposed permit, and they got all this pass just because they're so upset about having this big festival, and then other businesses and groups piggyback on that. I mean, that happens with any big film festival or music festival. That happens in New York. It happens in Sundance. It happens everywhere. It happens at the Cannes Film Festival. And it's just they're bullies. I've had so many run-ins with them, and they're just bizarre people. And so that's why I got John Kelso on with us today. But first, with the Willie situation, boy, you did a number on Willie today in the paper, didn't you, John?
Yeah, and he did a number before I wrote it. No, I'm just kidding. That's a little joke there.
Hey, that's good. You're a funny guy. Listen, I don't want to burn up all the time we've got here, but you use the term conspiracy theory. You say my conspiracy theory radio show. We talk about how Bush made up the WMDs. That's not a conspiracy theory. Or we talk about the budget deficit. I mean, that term conspiracy theorist, it just is a label that means, these people that make stuff up. All we do is question things, sir.
Right. Yeah, well, I think that's kind of what you're known for. It's probably not accurate, though, but I write a humor column. What would you prefer I refer to it as?
You can say that I have a few conspiracy theories I talk about. I mean, if two cops go arrest somebody for murder, they think there was a conspiracy to commit a murder. I mean, I just think that term is overused, and I think, you keep saying Willie was probably real stone. He'd rolled a fat one. Here's the headline. Willie must have been smoking a fatty when he came up with his 9/11 story.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, I write a humor column, and I thought that was funny.
Amused. But it's also taken a little bit seriously because Willie Nelson, I mean, the Italian former president just went public and said it was an inside job. All these former CIA section chiefs have said that. All these architects and engineers. I mean, there's a lot of serious people.
Yeah.
And then you also imply.
I just don't believe them. I saw planes fly into a building, and then the building fell down. So,
well, he was talking about Building 7. You imply, and Fox News also implied, hey, Willie, did you see the plane in it? He was talking about Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane. Did you see Building 7 fall that afternoon?
Uh-uh.
That big 47-story building that nothing hit?
No.
That housed the CIA, just blew up and fell into its own footprint?
No, I didn't see that one.
Well, I mean, you cover the Hollywood here locally in Austin. You cover the music. You cover it all. What do you think about Willie Nelson coming out and saying he thinks it's an inside job?
I just don't agree with it. That's all. I don't think that, I think that the government has done a lot of bad things, and I think that they based a war on a lie, making up the weapons of mass destruction, but I just don't think that there was a conspiracy. I don't think there was a conspiracy theory. I mean, I don't think there was a conspiracy from the government to knock down any of the World Trade Center buildings.
But see, John Kelso from Austin American Statesman Writer, you know that because we have the documents and we now know they premeditatedly lied. We have the White House memo and others. See, I have documents too, like Operation Northwoods. Will you Google that for me and find out about the declassified U.S. government plan, ABC News, Baltimore Sun, to carry out 9/11 style attacks to start war with the Soviet Union?
Google what?
Operation Northwoods.
Operation Northwoods?
Northwoods, yes, sir.
Okay.
Because, look, we were called conspiracy theorists for saying the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. Now it's declassified that event was staged. Are you aware of that?
I never knew that was a secret.
Oh, yeah, I've been called a conspiracy theorist by national publications over it. The NSA just declassified the Israeli intercepts that Israel knowingly attacked the USS Liberty, Chicago Tribune. See, I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. They wanted to blame it on Egypt.
Okay.
Well, look, I'm not going to beat you up over the Willie Nelson thing. It's a funny article, and I am a fan of some of the stuff you write, like this one. Tell us about what the Chronicle newspaper-owned South by Southwest is doing.
Well, I don't know what they're doing this year. I know what they did last year. Last year there was some clubs that had, and as there are every year, that had parties that were in conjunction with South by Southwest. But they weren't sanctioned by South by Southwest. In other words, South by Southwest wasn't getting the kind of the action on these parties. And South by Southwest thinks that they're not making money off these things, so they want to stop them. So what they did was they turned in a list of clubs around town that were having parties that weren't sanctioned by the music festival. And there's something called a change of use permit that you have to have these parties. And so the fire department went around looking at these places that didn't have these permits, and if they didn't have them, they shut some of these places down for the parties.
Now, see,
a lot of companies that spent
thousands of dollars in advance to have these parties and, you know, spend a lot of money on food, booze, bands, and so forth, and all of a sudden everybody gets sent home.
But see, that's a conspiracy. They send out the government for business, for their golden egg, as you call it, properly, to then shut down individuals who own clubs and bars, which in a free country should be able to do whatever they want.
Yeah. I guess you could call that a conspiracy.
Oh, I mean, absolutely, it's a conspiracy, and I think it's an unfair trade practice, and I think the city should be ashamed of itself doing this.
The other thing about that was, if I remember right, they got the South by Southwest got $90,000 in city fee breaks last year. At the same time, they're shutting these other places down for having parties in conjunction with their festival. They're getting the city money to put on their festival, or to help, you know, help away some of the costs.
Well, the line I like here at the end of your story is, but I can understand South by Southwest's position, you say. Everybody likes to make a buck, right? So let's say you're getting hitched at the Driscoll Hotel during South by Southwest. Shouldn't you have to pay the festival a little something for the right to put on the reception? And that's what this comes down to, is the government was going into bars, restaurants, shutting things down for South by Southwest. How much money do they make with all these zit-faced teenagers lining up, paying $300, $400, $500 to see bands?
Plus, the other thing is they get a lot of volunteers to work for them for nothing, working the doors and stuff. So it's a real cash cow.
Do you have any line on how much money they make?
No, I don't. It's
got to be multi-millions.
I'm sure. They get 1,600 bands coming from all over the world over this year. And the thing is, very rarely do any of these bands go anywhere except here and then back home, you know. So who's making most of the money is Chronicle.
And again, we're not against the Chronicle, the little birdcage liner, fake liberal establishment people that write articles saying that Centra of Spain isn't foreign, taking over the roads. But here's the headline. Want to throw a party during South by Southwest? Let's see the moolah. This is a great article you've written, John. And
I'm waiting to see what the response is going to be, if any. They hammered me pretty good last year, if I remember right, after I wrote about it last year when it was happening. Maybe this year they'll back off and leave it alone. Who knows?
Well, I mean, it's fine if they want to make a bunch of money, but the point is to go around trying to muscle people and using the government to shut down other people in a free country who are piggybacking on something. I mean, this is despicable.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how much the fire department knew that if they were being the lead dog in this deal for the Chronicle and South by Southwest, or they just figured they were doing their job.
Now, John Kelso, we have a big audience in Austin. I have had people that work with me, people across the street have told me about this, that there's not just a list of places that aren't approved by them, so they send out the fire department, that they also come up and tell the bands that they'll be blackballed from ever playing in South by Southwest. It's like a new McCarthyism. If people want to contact you with firsthand knowledge.
Sure, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, my phone number is 445-3606, or they can email me at jkelso, that's J-K-E-L-S-O, at Statesman, StatesMan.com. I'd be glad to hear those stories.
Absolutely, folks. This could be a big story, and this is how tyranny starts. This is how bullies act. We need to put the Chronicle back in its place. The headline is, want to throw a party during South by Southwest? Let's see some moolah. You can just type the name John Kelso into Google. It's in the front page of the from Sunday's news, wasn't it?
It was in Sunday, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I should also point out that the newspaper I work for, the American Statesman, puts on a gigantic jogging race every year called the Capital 10,000. But we don't go around busting people for running.
Or do you go bust run techs if they try to put a booth up?
No, I don't think we do that. It might be time to start, but we don't think we do that.
Hey, maybe you can start a Statesman Mafia.
I've tried to stay out of the jogging thing completely by not doing it myself.
All right, John Kelso, thanks for spending time with us, and be nice to Willie.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on. I haven't heard.
Stay there.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we have all these national issues, war issues, economy imploding, all this police state stuff happening. Why am I talking about this? Here it is right here. Government. $90,000+ in tax breaks, selectively sending the fire department out against other bars and businesses that have bans out when tens of thousands of people, 1,600 bands, I would imagine 20, 30, 40,000. I mean, it's huge. I think they say 50,000 sometimes come. The city fills up. And then now they have these South by Southwest police running around. And I've actually run into the Chronicle in other media events. Like, they're always getting in my business, even with a local access show. A really bizarre group of people. They think they're God. And it needs to come to an end. John Kelso, the statesman writer, the big entertainment writer, he is on the line. John's pretty much the biggest columnist at the Statesman. I think it's safe to say that, the most read column. Is that safe to say, John?
It depends on whether the Longhorns are playing that day or not.
But if not, you're the biggest. So it's Kurt Bowles or you.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know, yeah.
Here is Rob Jacobson. Rob, I was talking to John this morning. I didn't want to give him all the details because my memory was hazy on it, but my memory was correct. Tell people what you were told by Susan, the owner of the coffee shop across the street.
Basically, I went across the street because they had a sort of music festival of their own at the same time of South by Southwest.
Right.
We were kind of concerned about the sound, you know, what time they would end because we were doing some audio work over here. And I got into a conversation with them, Susan, you know, we would talk, I get coffee there all the time, and she told me about there are some South by Southwest people who show up here and, you know, take notes about who the bands are just to make sure that if they're in a South by venue, they'll be, you know, knocked off or put on some kind of list of South by Southwest.
Yeah, what you said last year was, if memory serves, that they were told if you play at this, you'll be banned in the future from playing at our event.
Right, exactly. Like, they'll somehow put you on some South by Southwest blacklist.
I mean, that's McCarthyism.
Exactly. Yeah,
where is this place, anyway?
It's in South Austin. I'll give you the address off air. We have a closed office, listeners. Please don't come here. It's Cafe Caffeine.
So, when did this happen?
This was during their festival, right during the 2 days of South by Southwest.
So, I mean, last year?
Last year.
Last year, yeah. In March is when South by.
But I tell you what, Rob's here working at night, and are they having an event again this year?
I don't know.
If they do, we'll videotape those little buggers when they come over here.
Yeah.
Did they have a name for their event or something?
They did, but I don't really recall what it was.
Well, I'll give them a holler and see what they have to say.
But, I mean, John, that's news that not only are they calling the fire department on people, now they're sneaking around, I mean, that's sounds like the mafia or something. Like, you're not allowed to sell cheese unless I say you can. I mean, you grew up in Brooklyn. Does that not sound like the mob, bro?
Yeah, exactly. It's like they go around and they say, this is the cheese company, and you're going to buy our cheese, and that's it. And over here, especially because across the street, they feature mostly, I think, almost 100% or 90% Austin local artists, you know, give them an opportunity while it's in town. And here these guys
and
are coming in.
They had bands before that, too.
They had bands about a day or so before.
They're always having bands. It's year-round.
Yeah, they have a band here every week almost.
This is their business.
Exactly. They're a coffee shop with a stage, and you know, now we have these South by Southwest people here taking notes, you know.
It doesn't sound like any place with the name Caffeine as part of its name would be much of a competition.
Exactly.
For a major festival.
But yet they find they have to go out of their way to come across the street.
Yeah, I'd say the maximum they had out there was about 50. They got a big parking lot. I'd say they had about 50, 60 people would show up.
Yeah,
and it was a...
How dare them in America? How dare them have a keg of beer and serve coffee? They've got to be shut down.
Play the guitar, you know.
Well, you know, I'm wondering about these dog parks, you know, that operate during this festival. Think of all the people that could be out spending money when they're out walking their dogs.
Maybe they should have to pay a cut.
It could be a pooch fee or something like that. I don't know. You know, I mean, there's lots of things that go on during this festival.
Maybe we could pay
into their business.
Maybe we could pay taxes directly to Lewis Black.
Maybe when a funeral procession goes by, they could count the cars and charge them $5 a head. I don't know. There's all sorts of things.
Well, Mr. Kelso, we're going to give you names and numbers. Anybody else out there, any bands that have experienced this, give Mr. Kelso a call. This is news because this just shows the grassroots bullying that's going on. I'm tempted to have my own band out front here, and then Chronicle better not show up here with their little arrogant goons.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, just don't learn to play the accordion, and I think you'll be all right.
Okay, John Kelso and Rob Jacobson as well. Do you want to talk to Rob off air to get a quote from him or anything?
Sure.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, sir, I'm going to give him your number. I imagine everybody's calling you, but I'll just have Rob call you in just a few minutes, okay?
Fine.
John Kelso.
Yeah, enjoyed being on your show.
Well, I enjoyed you coming on with us, even though you were mean to Willie, which is pretty disgraceful.
Well, I think Willie can put up with it.
I know. He likes it. Hey, John, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. And anybody who's against the Chronicles, my friend. Folks, I'm not going to tell you the stories. These people are just unbelievable. Well, you know, I don't like thugs.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
All right, Jesse Benton was just calling saying now he wants to come on. He gets so busy that he gets off track. We understand that. Ron Paul was on with us in the first 30 minutes of the show. That's going to restart in about 26 minutes at InfoWars.com if you want to hear the Ron Paul interview. Very important information brought forward, the future of the campaign. Even brought out some new information that hadn't been released yet. And about the big rally coming up, of course, also in D.C., probably on July 4th or Memorial Day, one of those 2 dates. Look, we should spend most of our time on the economy. Derivatives are unraveling. The states are coming in, trying to demand their investments that were AAA rated as high quality, when really it was corporate junk paper. They're having debates about, are we in a recession when factory production's way down, when the jobless rate's up, when the debt's spiraling. But the big news is the dollar has slid further in the last week to all-time lows. Gold has been between 908 and 930 again, back and forth at its all-time high. So much is going on right now, and every economic indicator from the financial experts we've had on say deep, prolonged recession, continual devaluation incrementally of the dollar. Regardless, the dollar against euro opening at 2,000 is down by 61%. Against the euro, when it hit parity, it's down 40-plus percent, 43%, if you want to be exact. And it is just so essential that we educate the public about who is behind this, who stands to gain from this. It's essential that we educate the population concerning who stands to gain and how the big central banks orchestrated all this. And then that's available. That's public. It's just not popularly known. And the financial news that I have in front of me just gets worse and worse in the actual financial publications. But then when you get into kind of the pop culture, pop financial news, it's more deception. I mean, I've got headlines here where Fed's pool predicts U.S. will avoid recession. We've been in a deep recession. In the last 6 years, the average home income went down by $1,000. That's a recession. National debt went up. Corporate private debt went up. We have a higher private individual debt ratio than the previous record in December of 1933 in the depth of the Depression, the Great Depression. And by the way, leading into 29, it took 6 months before things really fell apart. It went up and down, up and down. You're seeing all the same things. All I'm saying is strap yourselves in because this could be a very, very bumpy landing. And all of us need to think about our finances. I know most people are living paycheck to paycheck, or people are heavily in debt, living outside their means. But I want to see patriots. I want to see freedom lovers. Oh, and by the way, we're not going to have any time to take any more calls. Sorry for everybody who's been holding. So you want me to tell you that? I might have had time at the end, but just since it irritates people, we just won't take any more. I'm sorry. That said, because now Benton's about to call in, and I forgot I got to plug this other news. It's just there's so much in front of me. It's a catch-22. I love your calls. I love you out there. Sorry we have you hold too long sometimes, but I've been getting better about it. Look, all that aside, let's bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, where do you see all this going, and what do you say to the media trying to claim that we're not even in a recession?
Alice, got to say that it's just mind-boggling. I mean mind-boggling. I was out campaigning for Ron Paul, doing the literature drops, and there was at least four or five houses that were vacant sitting there without the driveways plowed. I would say per every four-block radius, there's about one house per block in my area that were vacant because the banks had to take back these houses. The economy is not looking good. Everybody knows that. The dollar is falling like a stone. It drives me crazy when I watch those debates.
There's massive service layoffs everywhere, not just factory closures.
Yeah, it's nuts. And then you watch Ron Paul use logic as to why the economy's coming down, and all you see is snickering from the other candidates. And it's like, what do you guys live on Mars or something? I mean, people can't even, it drives me crazy. I can tell you right now, I am very happy to see at least 20% of the people are waking up to this economic issue with the U.S. dollar falling, the Federal Reserve System, the new American Amero currency that's coming. I mean, it's being not only spoon-fed, now it's being dumped on us by the truckloads, and it just makes me sick thinking, my kids, they're just coming into adulthood. Your kids are young. What kind of a future are we leaving for generations to come?
Well, the propaganda's gotten so bad that they're now having to freeze mortgages. They're having to send everybody $600. All that does is devalue the currency more. And then what does that do in the later this year and next year? All the major economic forecasters say it just gets worse for the next 3 years. But we may be tent cities with thousands of people apiece are sprouting up all over the country, and they're telling us it's good. I know it's not good with CompUSA going out of business and all these big bank layoffs, and they're telling us everything's wonderful.
Well, Alex, the reason why they're lowering interest rates right now is not because the economy's strong and we're just trying to stimulate things. They're lowering interest rates right now so they can limit the amount of these ARM mortgages that are going into default. I mean, it's like they're taking a cyanide to put off their death. It's crazy, Alex. It really is. The whole economic system.
They're trying to slow the slide, and that's what the documents stated. That's what the Financial Times of London said years ago that they were going to do. The elite is consolidating and raping the daylights out of everyone. I want our listeners to protect themselves. Ted, you've got some great deals on gold and silver coins today.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I ran into the silver dollars have edged up a little bit higher than I like. I did run into per dollar face brilliant uncirculated dimes and quarters from back at the turn of the century at $19.50 per dollar face. Now, the silver dollars have gone over $22.50 now. So these are, you know, usually they trade parity to one another, and the silver dollars are carrying a premium, and obviously these are the sleeper. These are the dark horse in the race right now. This is the one to get on. That's the best way to get into silver, no questions about it. Because they're brilliant uncirculated, you don't have to deal with the 60-45 ruling where I have to collect Social Security numbers in order to trade them. That is true in junk silver. It's something that was passed in 1984. I know Ron Paul was fighting against that one, but, you know, when you're standing as a lone horse.
So, again, you get major privacy with this. Tell them about the gold.
Yeah, the gold right now, we have the British sovereigns. They're currently trading at $249 per coin. And we also have the franc coins. Some are from Switzerland. Some are from France, Belgium. These areas in Europe, they're at $199. Obviously the British sovereign, it's a quarter ounce coin, $249. That's a really good buy. And we still have some of those $5 gold pieces available. But like the silver dollars, you know, this stuff is getting scarce. It's getting hard to come by. Even if I were to take a trade for silver dollars right now, I'd have to put them on a delayed delivery plan because I can't get enough right now. And I just said, no, we're going to stop selling silver dollars. We've got to go to something different. And this is actually something that has been trading at a lower price, at a lower rate. It's been sort of ignored, but I know darn well that they'll just come right back up roaring, and they'll be matching the silver dollar prices before you know it. So
again, list the coins.
It is a British sovereign, $249, the French franc at $199, the $5 gold pieces at $330, and the BU dimes and quarters, if you take a per dollar face, so it takes four quarters or 10 dimes, that's $19.50. And the best way to get those things right now is to call us at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Man, I tell you, there isn't a single candidate that's out there in the forerunning that has any solution at all to this economic problem we have. The only thing we had was Ron Paul, and he doesn't have enough delegates, it don't look like. So, I mean, I'm not saying that he can't win, but I tell you, it's a long shot right now.
Yeah.
And we better.
Well, I would add this, Ted, out of his own money, about half of it's been contributions. The other half's been Ted. Ted, how much have you put in to fly in the Ron Paul airplanes?
Oh, right now I think I'm up a little bit over $30,000. We're flying Daytona. The Daytona 500 is one that I just threw in here today. We did Los Angeles and we did San Francisco, flying four airplanes in Texas during their primary, and then. You know, there's just a lot of events coming up.
You're not stopping, Ted. So how much money have you put in personally versus listeners?
Well, like I said, we've got about $30,000 in myself personally. The other guys, they've put in about $17,000. So that's where we're at. That's where the numbers add up to be right now.
So you put in $13,000.
No, $30,000 for me. The rest of it is from the listeners. So you'd have to add that plus $13,000. You're about $43,000. So
Ted, you're going wild here.
Well, I just, you know, we've got this opportunity. And even if he doesn't become president, if enough people become educated, I mean, that's what I've been doing all these years, Alex, just trying to educate people, plant the seed in people's minds of what the truth really is.
So not only are you getting a great deal on gold and silver, and they are great deals, you're also supporting somebody who's literally been knocking on doors for Ron Paul, fighting the New World Order. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get it at that locked-in low rate. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for all you're doing. RonPaulAircore.com.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, Ted. Yeah, this weekend I called Ted and I said, have you heard Ron Paul's kind of slowing down the national campaign? He said, well, I said, are you going to think about kind of cutting back on the airplanes, Ted? You're spending your own money here mainly. And he said, no, I'm not going to stop. So Ted is really fired up. Give him a call, 800-686-2237. Did you miss that number? 800-686-2237. Okay, I'm just going to play this newscast out of England, where they say the people want it, the people like it. I told the story yesterday of my friend who works pretty high level at the Austin airport, and he said last year when they started banning the liquids, he watched News 8 Austin, owned by Time Warner, talk to 40-plus people. He quit counting at 40. They all didn't like it and said it was stupid or bad. One old lady said she just loved it, and he said he knew she'd be on the news that night, and she was. Because I walked into the TV studio, and he was in there talking to his brother that works there, and he was laughing, and they were laughing, and the newscast had ended. I said, what's so funny? And they told the story. That's why I know that story, because they'd been in there watching, wanting to see it, because he'd been there in the morning, and that was in the evening, and News 8 just airs the same thing every hour over and over again. It's the same thing with this. They go out and they find people that like it, and then they say everyone loves it, like the Marine Corps story taking over Toledo and the mayor saying no. They went and interviewed everybody who loved it. I guarantee you there were people that didn't like it. They didn't show them. That's how they skew. That's how they manipulate. That's how the neocons do it on talk radio, by screening the calls and only putting on who they want. You know, when you call here, we don't screen your calls. Just first name, where you're calling from. You don't even have to do that. You can say you're calling from the moon. We don't care. This is a real place for free speech. But how a republic works, or how a common law free society works, even if 95% of people say black people aren't human beings and they deserve to be slaves, under real Bill of Rights, just because 95% want to say the other 5% are slaves, they're not, because the minority as well as the majority is protected, and if something violates privacy, it's persona non grata. Now, also, what are these? They have 4-plus million cameras in London, more than 20 million nationwide in England. You can pull these numbers. It's growing every day. Those are old numbers. At least 15 cities, they report, now have, they just came out 2 years ago, cameras that are auto-programmed. If they see you, quote, do something, they shout at you. Now several U.S. cities are adopting it. But the point is, it's like the airport. Lives can be like the airport with these announcements of unsocial behavior will not be tolerated. You are being watched. Look for terrorists. This is what they're announcing. Listen to it for yourself. Total Big Brother. But they say the people want it. Well, it doesn't matter. And I don't believe that, by the way. They show a few old ladies, classic types who are scared and want people to, you know, keep them safe, from the, quote, thugs, but then the police also in England won't enforce on criminals. They've shown with the CCTV that crime's actually gone up, by the way, and that's government statistics out of England. But here it is.
So we're here in the control room, and as you can see, there's a bank of monitors behind me that's got all the cameras from across the borough feeding into it. Only some of those do have the talking CCTV function, and for example, this one here, which is in the Mark's Gate area of our borough, has that facility. So the operators that sit here can pull any of those images down to the desk in front of them, and then they can reach into the microphone and issue the messages if they think that's appropriate.
This is Barking and Dagenham Council's CCTV control room. CCTV is in operation in this area.
Antisocial behaviour will be reported to the police.
In responding to the argument that this is a Big Brother issue, when we ask people at Barking and Dagenham what it is they want that will make them feel safer in our borough, CCTV is one of the prime things that they're coming up with, and they're telling us that they need to see on our streets.
I know everyone says Big Brother's watching you, that it's a good way of making people be aware and look after our that area.
People around here, especially the youth, need a deterrent, because at the minute they're just walking around doing whatever they want with no respect for anybody else who lives in the area.
That's what's missing now, is respect. It's gone. Nobody respects anybody, even themselves they don't respect.
The people we've been talking to so far do appear to like the system, appreciate it, and as we heard from Liz Rogers earlier, CCTV is popular, and anything we can do to make it more effective, to make residents more aware of its presence, that's all to the good, and people seem to like it.
Absolute bull. All Pentagon design, right out of MIT, they put in the same system in England to control and dominate good people. And now they've got secret police in all the cafes listening for racist words. This is mainstream news. They arrest you. A writer in Canada said that he believed heterosexuality was more preferable. They arrested him, 6 months in jail. Just total police state. And then, meanwhile, it's to keep you safe. When we get back from break, I'm going to cover a bunch of news. They also now have these call to scrap anti-teen device. It bleeps out audio at a low range, at a very high range, so only young people hear it, to drive them off the street from congregating. Folks, you can't make this type of stuff up. We're going to cover that when we get back. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about Interfood. If you go to Infowars.com and link through on the Inner Health Botanicals link, the Interfood link, you get 10% off by using that link and going to the Alex Jones subpage at enerfood.com, enerfood.com, or give them a call, 1-866-762-9238. Balanced energy all day long. It's the best green food out there. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, Corella, spirulina. Just amazing energy, and so much of the food we eat has been debased. The vitamins are out of it, the minerals, the trace elements. This has it. My whole office is taking it. I can't say my whole office. I think everybody everybody's in here taking it. I've seen everybody taking it. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, over 20 power-packed ingredients. 1-866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. And again, a big fat banner on Infowars.com. We're going to go to break and come back and get directly into the stack of news I have. Call to scrap anti-teen device, BBC. The New York Sun. Mayor compares threat of global warming to terrorism. But NASA and others are reporting that global cooling is about to start. Principal electric engineer for WTC. Fuel and planes alone did not bring down the towers. Is John McCain eligible to be a U.S. president? I don't know if I can get to all that, but I am sure going to try in the final segment. Check out the new and improved Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This just in, the White House wants $1.4 billion stimulus national security package for Mexico to help ship the drugs in better and standardize bringing in the illegal aliens. Oh yeah, they're pulling out all the stops to bring this country down. Just turn those money machines up on high. After all, the dumb Americans are paying for it all. We're going to get into this news in just a moment. First off, the best, longest, continually operating storable food company in the nation, eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, is the website, eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You cannot miss it. I am getting a fourth shipment from them because I gave some older food that I had to some family. And it's just good to have this as an insurance policy for whatever's coming, inflation, the rest of it. Give them a call, 800-409-5633. They've got great prices. It stores really well, lasts more than 10 years, freeze-dried, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, look at this story. I mean, I wanted to get to all this other stuff, but the White House wants a $1.4 billion stimulus national security package from Mexico. A reader asked me to check into information that President Bush was pushing a massive foreign aid package. This is Michelle Malkin reporting on this. To Mexico to help them secure their southern border against flow of illegal aliens from Central America. We can't even get our own border straight, but we're going to provide Mexico with funding so they can solve their problem. Well, that's government spin that it's for their border. If you actually read, it's most of it's anti-narcotics money to go after the cartels that aren't paying their cut in the banks. So even spin within spin there. Call to scrap anti-teen device. Now, not only do they have the cameras constantly announcing you're being watched, look for bombs, don't leave packages, behave yourself. The government, you know, loudspeakers announcing behave yourself. We're watching you. I mean, oh, that's not Big Brother. Everything's fine. I mean, if they're going to put, they're putting these in the U.S., by the way. If they're going to put cameras in school bathrooms, why not just have them shouting orders, too? You know, that's freedom. Call to scrap anti-teen device. BBC, a high-pitched device used to disperse teenagers, is being challenged by campaigners who say it is not a fair way to treat young people. By the way, it's also not good for your ears. You lose those little nerve endings. When you hear that beep noise as you get older, for a while, that certain nerve's dying. There are an estimated 3,500 of the devices known as the mosquito. By the way, even people that think they can't hear it still can, and it irritates you. It causes angst. Doesn't matter. They say they want to put it in the U.S. Just for government broadcasting audio on the streets to keep the kids on. It's for the kids. There are an estimated 3,500 of devices known as the mosquito in use across England. Their sound causes discomfort to young ears, but their frequency is above the normal. Oh, yeah, my grandmother's 80-something years old and still has it. She can hear a dog whistle. Above the normal hearing range of people over 25. The Children's Commission in England says they should be scrapped as they infringe on the rights of young people. See, they see us as animals. All of that, by the way, they have similar devices to get dogs to quit barking or also to run rats out of your house. But these are a little bit lower frequency so humans can clearly hear them. Just a one step down from the big sound cannons our government's deploying everywhere to use on people. You see, it's all scientifically crafted. It's about controlling, manipulating, dominating, the streets being these grids. I'm out of time. I started the show with Ron Paul, by the way, and that. So if you missed that interview with Ron Paul, started the show with him. He was on at the 8 after. You go to InfoWars.com. That's the continual streams of the show, 24 hours a day, 21 hours a day until the next live show. And then on the weekend until I'm back live Sunday 4 to 6. I want to thank all our AM and FM affiliates. I want to thank all the listeners, the sponsors, all of you. Please keep spreading the word about the show on the AM and FM, shortwave internet satellite. That's how we get new listeners is you spreading the word. And I want to commend and thank all of you. I meant to get into Mayor Compare's threat of global warming to terrorism. Says that it could kill all of us. We've just and then I've got Oregon and all these other places trying to pass all these new carbon taxes on you to gear up more government. It's just incredible. We'll talk about it tomorrow. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com with Ron Paul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jerry.